Hey, DC and RMD listeners, all this year, we will be featuring a product of the week. So be sure to look within the description of each and every podcast this TV season and click through those links. Whenever you purchase an item through our links, each purchase helps our network grow, and we're able to keep the lights on within the studio.
Would you care to step outside?
We did it today.
Superman.
My son will be raised.
Who are you?
The lesser of has to compels me to reveal the truth.
I'm Batman.
Yeah.
Fight me with my hands.
Warning, DC and RMD contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Awesome.
Oh, sorry. That's your signal. That means we have to go now.
What is up, guys? Welcome. You are listening to DC on RMD, the Flash edition on Rain Man Digital. You can find us on your on-demand, on your favorite podcast provider, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. And remember, when you get there, to just subscribe, rate, and review. Helps the show out, and we appreciate it. I am your show host, Ryan Denton, and in the studio with me today is Bobby Doherty.
Hello, hello.
And Stephen Crouch.
What's up?
Not much. Not much.
Not this show.
Not this show. That is very accurate.
Our dating show with Wilmer was way better than...
Did we record any of that? Because it was pretty solid.
Yeah, me and you.
Fantastic. Steve, what doesn't matter. So today, guys, we will be breaking down and discussing Flash Season 6, Episode 2, A Flash of the Lightning. Barry tries to find the stuff in the future. I feel like that's
Barry runs.
Barry runs. Run, Barry, run. Man, this is
a whole new level of struggle.
Yes. The struggle bus is real. Two episodes into Flash, I don't know. This one was directed by Chris.
It lost almost 500,000 viewers.
That doesn't surprise me.
Wow, really?
Yep.
1.2 million in the premiere, 1.6 million in the premiere, 1.2 million in the follow-up.
Oh, goodness.
Almost 500,000.
Yikeroonies. Directed by Chris Pepe? Sure.
That's my Pepe.
Pepe. And written by Sam Charlson and Jeff Hirsch. Let's jump right into Killer Frost and what we are getting with her. I mean, we see a different side of her in this episode. Obviously, we're seeing domesticated Killer Frost. Is that?
Yeah. What are they trying to do? Housebreaker?
I mean, they're trying to make her. Yeah, they're trying to make her pee. You know,
not on the carpet.
Not on the carpet anymore.
I honestly, this was probably the most entertaining part of the episode for me because I saw so much of us in her.
I'm going to leave that one for Ryan to comment on.
So wait a second. Hold on. Wait, say that again.
When she goes to the art show,
okay,
and she's like, what the fuck is this? This is literally trash. Does that not sound like something that would come out of one of our three mouths? Like, hey, go. Hey, we're at this art show or we're at something and we're just like, oh, my God, there's literally trash.
He, you know what? Bob is not wrong because I've heard one of us either say something like that at Comic-Con before. Like, oh, this is horrible. Or, oh, man, that's a piece of shit. Or why would I buy that fucking thing?
Art. Or a costume, yep. Or both.
So now you understand where I'm going with
it. Yeah, I get it now.
And I think that's why it was the most enjoyable thing, because it's something that I can relate to, that we all are very judgmental in our...
Well, why do you think we do these shows? It makes sense for us to do these shows.
Yeah.
I think it was also the other thing, though, I will say about us. As judgmental as we are, I'm also not going to walk up and clearly know that that's the artist stand and be like, dude, this is a piece of shit while he's standing there. Like, I would never do that. I wouldn't be that much of an asshole. I would walk away and be like, I thought that was kind of
crappy. You imagine, Steve, if I walked up like after Nicole did some performance and Nicole's sitting there, you'd be like, that was fucking horrible. Oh, hey, Nicole.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Bad. Well, quite honestly, I'm almost certain of it. There's been times where we've walked Artist Alley and comments have been made and it
a
probably,
little too loud.
And it, yeah, the volume level was probably not
right,
considered.
But I would never like, I would never walk up to someone's piece of art, stand there for a second, and like you're standing there and be like, that fucking sucks, and then walk away. Like,
actually,
I just wouldn't.
That actually sounds just like you.
This is a plunger.
Right. These are used tissues.
Yes.
I mean, she wasn't wrong on most of the art. It was all pretty crappy, was it not? I mean,
this photographer should really get her vibes checked.
I actually thought it the photographs were kind of interesting personally, but
hey, dude, sometimes, you know, like out of focus photography is a thing, man. It's a thing.
It was interesting, but the other stuff was trash.
And a plunger.
And a plunger.
A gold, not just a plunger, but a gold plunger.
So avant-garde.
Mm.
I mean, I'm with Bob. I could definitely see how that is us. So we did we could relate to that. I also understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to, you know, liven her up and make her more Caitlyn, I guess.
What's the point, though?
Yeah, like, yeah, what's the end game? I guess for me, so you're...
This isn't going to be some kind of experiment that we're like, oh my God, we've separated the Siamese twins.
So let me get this straight, okay?
Like,
you let her be Killer Frost, but you want her to be more like Caitlyn. Huh. Okay.
Is this going to be the Incredible Hulk and Bruce Banner?
Right. Are they trying to just make one person out of them so that they can, it's not this back and forth and a constant duality?
Killer
Are they trying
Snow.
To merge the two
Caitlyn
personalities?
Frost.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I think it's weird. I who knows what the end game is here?
I'll tell you what, though. When they changed her eyes, I mean, I like.
Boner?
Well, I like those funky contacts that she has in.
So you're in a mic,
but nice. But that silver hair with those dark eyes. No, it's kind of sexy.
Yeah, you were.
She's got the best wig.
Yeah, she does.
It actually looks legitimate.
I don't like.
I will say that
I don't like the lip. The lip of
you don't
gloss
like the blue?
Or no.
You would that would leave a weird mark on your wiener.
You'd look like a Smurf. Papa Smurf.
I already do. Just me and my whitey tighties and my little Papa Smurf there.
There's money in it if you dress as that for Halloween. We'll get a pool going.
I think what I struggle with the storyline is, again, what is the end game goal here? What are we going to do with it? She already can control it and have her come out. And like the duality or the split personality of this, it's just like, well, who is going to decide who is out and who's not?
I think for me, it just doesn't make any sense. There's no end game. Like, what's the end game to this? That one of the other is available and one's not? Like,
no, I'm seriously. Are we really going to get the smart Hulk?
Yeah.
That we saw in Avengers, like something weird like that.
I hope not.
To where she has the brains of one and then the powers of the other.
Oh, God.
And together we make a super bitch.
What happens in what?
super bitch.
What happens in the comic books? Is she Killer Frost all the time?
You're beyond my knowledge. We'd have to look that up.
Because I guess for me, I had this problem a couple seasons back where we were kind of trying to figure out what they were going to do with her and the Killer Frost thing. And now we've pretty much run into what I was worried about was the whole,
what story do we have now?
Yeah. What story do we have? Where do we take her? Cause
I think this is a problem that we're seeing with all of the characters right now. We're six seasons in and it's the same story plot points over and over again. None of the characters are growing. None of them are evolving. None of them are maturing. None of them are changing. That doesn't make for an interesting character over time.
But they're changing. They change a little bit. Obviously, clearly, she's changed and Cisco's changed.
Yeah, but it's but not, shit but or get off the pot.
Yeah, they're
but,
not, it's not for a good reason.
And I think this is, again, I'm going to bring a Supergirl reference, which you have no frame of reference to with this, but they wrote off Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah.
And what? Because his character's done.
And
like
boring.
There was no more growth for that character. So they didn't force him into a storyline. He ended up getting he resigned from Catco, and now he is off doing other things, Mortal Kombat as Jax. But that's where he went in real life.
Oh, but, no shit.
Yeah. You should check him out. He's fucking yoke now.
What's the guy's name?
Jax, Mortal Kombat Supergirl.
That's not his name, but that'll work.
That's actually what I was going to use to look him up.
But the fact is, it's like they didn't try to struggle to hold on to a character anymore. They're like, you've come. We've done everything we can do with you. That makes sense. We're going to let you go. We'll bring you back if something else comes up.
Yeah, which I appreciate that they did that.
And I think they should have done that with Cisco.
Yeah.
And you know, why do we have to have this team mentality with everything? Like, I don't remember reading comics and thinking Flash has a team of people behind him.
No, there was clear teams with the teams that you read, whether it was Titans or the Justice League or the Avengers.
Yeah.
They're clear teams. To build a team around these people in the hopes of drawing it out more so you have more stories to tell, I don't much care for it personally.
Yeah, because now we just wasted a good 7 to 10 minutes of this episode.
Yo, is that the same guy?
He's fucking jacked.
Hold on, bro. This is okay. So, if I'm not mistaken, this actor played Eggs in True Blood, right?
I don't know.
It's the same guy.
No.
Yeah, I think it is him, right?
No.
I don't know who Eggs is. Remember, I called True Blood Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, it is him. 100%. Yeah. So, don't worry. It's not a huge character, but I just. Dude, he was skinny in that. He is massive.
Yeah, but so they let him go do something else. And I think that's what shows have to do, is that we don't need to keep with the team. As much as we hated, you know, them expanding Team Arrow, when some of those characters didn't work, they just let them go. We didn't see Ragman for too long. We didn't see that. I think once we had the whole Killer Frost like come to the understanding of her different personalities and being able to control them, she should have, you know, started walking the earth.
Yeah, I agree. I don't disagree with you, Bob. It's like Steve said, there hasn't been much in the last, I guess, two seasons, much going on. And they're doing this. I don't know if they're just doing this whole Killer Frost Caitlin thing to add substance to the show. Or give us another distraction.
Ryan, how would you feel if everybody was like, you know what, Ryan, we got to let your other personality out more than the one you currently have?
I'd be like, well, first of all, what personality is that? And second of all, why? Like, am I not that fun to be around?
Yeah.
Fuck me, I guess. I don't know, man.
Your other personality be the one that's maxing out the credit cards.
Yikes.
Or is it this personality that spends all the money?
That's a great question. I'm not sure I have an answer for that one.
You're like, valid point.
I'm like, touche.
Can the other one spend any more money than I already do? You come home and he just eBayed all your shit.
I'm like, wait, where's all my cool shit? The fuck? I had to pay off our credit card debt. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. Guys, help our network grow by pledging to our Patreon. From now until the end of the year, we are asking our listeners to donate a minimum of $1. Guys, it's one freaking dollar. In order to keep the network alive, we need to hit 100 subscribers before the end. So help us keep the lights on by heading over to www.patreon.com/Rainman Digital. Guys,
I think the $3 tier might actually get you to our mic checks.
Oh, my God.
Which sometimes are the most entertaining things we do.
It's not. That is not a lie, dude. That is not a lie. Please, guys, $1. It helps us out. We really do appreciate it. All right, guys, let's talk about Barry running.
Being Barry.
Barry being Barry.
Barry doing Barry things.
Yo, dog, we heard you like Barry running, so we let Barry run, and then he ran some more. That's it. That's what it was, right?
Yeah. The same goddamn thing he's done time and time again.
I can't figure this out. I'm just going to run to the future.
Right. I'm going to go into the future because every time I've done that previously, it's worked out swimmingly.
And then Iris is just going, that's just right. You just go run to the future, baby, and you figure out why you're going to die.
I haven't read much Flash lately, but this can't be the direction they go in every Flash comic. Well, fucking, we can't figure it out. Fucking, like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand they're trying to get him to figure out Crisis and he wants to change the fact that he must die. But
is he a hero? Okay, we've always bring up the hero. If he's not willing to die to save everybody, is he really a hero?
No. We can change it. Well, no. No. If you have to die, you have to die.
If he dies, he dies.
He dies, he dies. I don't know. We have that conversation a lot on this network. And I think the thing that throws me off is every superhero in the back of their head, superhero, knows that at some point they might have to face death. And if facing death helps save multiple lives, they do it and they don't give a shit.
That's how I feel every day when I wake up, go to work.
Oh my God. What? Who?
going to work? Because you go to work, you're saving lives?
It sure feels that way.
Are you a doctor?
What's it like being so self-important?
You know.
Yeah, are you a doctor? What do you treat? Yeah.
What's your level of proctology?
On a scale of one to deep.
I'm about third knuckle.
Which finger, though?
All of them.
That's a different guy on the network.
There's another guy
that's infringement, I think.
Yeah, you just stole his MO, dude.
Oh, sorry, Tony. Yeah, you know, between this and the secret keeping, both of them are driving me fucking nuts.
I was okay with the fact that they went to Jay for help.
I like seeing him around.
I like Jay Garrick. I think they do a really good job with him. I think it was a little bit on the nose that, oh, Jay Garrick's girlfriend is fucking Barry's mom.
I love that. I didn't see that coming.
It was a little on the nose.
It was, but you know, having Jay show up, we haven't seen him in a long time.
I love John Wesley Shipp. He's
great.
He showed up before Wells did.
That's yeah. True. He's warm on screen. He's a really warm character.
He feels like he could be everybody's dad.
He's like Papa Joe, right?
I like him better than Papa Joe.
Really?
I do.
That's pretty racist.
That has nothing to do with color.
What's it have to do with?
He has a different kind of presence on screen. Uh-huh.
You feel like that...
He's a little less Jeffersons for you? Or
Hey, I like the Jeffersons. They moved on up. Man.
I'm more of an all in the family type.
Well, I mean, if I'm being honest, I'm more of a Sanford and Son, but whatever.
Oh, okay. All right. No, you're so progressive.
I in the most racist show ever. Oh, Jesus. Like, honestly, if you think about it.
Yeah, but that was genius. You know, I like
things that will never happen in 2019.
No, they will not.
Things like Sanford and Son and the Jeffersons.
God, bring that and reboot that back. Oh,
God damn it. It wouldn't last a fucking minute and a half.
Yeah, oh, my God. I'm so offended.
What kind of world do we live in?
A shitty one.
Shit, they wouldn't even bring 227 at this point.
Damn. I forgot all about that one.
Yeah. See, I'm black, too.
No, I think.
From the waist down?
No, I'm a Smurf. God
He's
damn
a Smurf from the waist down. I like the fact that they brought Jay, and I like that I didn't see it coming that Barry's mom showed up, because we haven't seen her in a long time, and it was nice.
Well, did you know, like, Pet Boys could get you to the future? You could stop at any Pet Boys and they would hook you up. You could just go to the future as long as you have that helmet.
I wish I knew that, dude.
I'm going to get new tires tomorrow. I might cancel my dealership appointment and just go straight to Pet Boys,
dude. Did you like how they effectively nerfed Barry for this episode after he hit the thing so they could establish the other stories going on?
Yeah, he kind of like just ran and dinged his shin.
Dude, he was the Peter Griffin. Yes! Yeah, he was the Peter Griffin, dude. His shin. Oh, my shin.
Roadhouse.
They effectively nerfed him for half the episode because of that. He was laid up on the couch. What was he doing? Like, I feel like if you're laid up on the couch and you have super speed, do you just like, whack off real quick? Like,
you know what the funny thing is? It just reminded me of like last year when Papa Joe got the back injury and right. Like, sit on the couch. Hey, Barry, what happened to you? Nothing. Can you look at these files for me? Like, we've never seen Barry get sick, be laid up on a couch or anything like that. And nobody was just like concerned about what was happening.
No, nobody gave a shit. Like, we've never. Like,
hey, can you look at this?
He can't get drunk. We've never seen him get sick. So no one asked any questions. He's laid up on the couch. What? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
All because he had to run forward. And then they Doctor Strange that shit. If he puts up one finger in the crossover, I'm just blowing up the studio.
Puts up one finger?
Yeah, like Doctor Strange.
Because you didn't hear that part in the thing? He's like, there's only one reality.
Yeah. Right. Got it.
I was like, oh my God, if he puts up one finger, I'm going to go fucking ape shit. And Oliver's like, got it. You have failed this city.
And then he pulls out an infinity arrow.
Yes. With all the jewels in it.
Right.
And it kills the White Walker.
Oh, yeah. We forgot about the news of White Walker.
I don't know if that's news. The Anti-Monitor showed.
Yeah.
He looks like a White Walker.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Did you saw it?
I saw the picture.
I posted it on our Instagram. Yeah, if you guys are interested, right. DC on RMD.
So is that the same actor just with makeup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They went to the back lot on Game of Thrones and said, hey, can we pull this out of the trash? And
I mean,
the CFX mask and got the ones that they're not allowed to sell anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he looks all that bad. He looks pretty accurate to the actual.
It's just the timing of what happened. If there was no White Walkers, nobody would say shit. But the first thing when I think Steve sent me the picture, I was like, it's a fucking White Walker.
Yeah, instantly, without skipping a beat.
Oh, wow. I'll leave this for later. We'll talk about this. A picture just popped up of Wells.
Yeah, you didn't see that yet?
I didn't see that one. That was one I didn't see.
He's coming.
So,
anyways.
But I don't know. I think this is where I struggle with the episode. I don't know what really happened. Like, what happened?
Nothing. I mean, nothing happened in this episode that moved us forward at all.
Of value.
A value, yeah. I felt like this was, it had some themes about what was going on. I mean, look, the villain of the week, completely forgettable.
Totally. You know what my favorite part about that whole thing was?
Is a sunburn?
That's up there. It was that he pulled out his little mini outfit, Dibny.
That was cool.
He had a little mini outfit. He comes prepared.
That was cool.
Now, I don't know what that means. Does he like shrink down and then shrink back? Or grow back.
Well, it's
into
obviously
it?
A stretchy costume, so maybe he like.
It's just an easier way to carry his costume around. He just puts it in his pocket.
In his pocket, yeah. Or he puts on his keychain. He's got a little keychain attachment for it.
Is this like Adam?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Adam makes way more sense though. Like, but I always wondered with the Adam suit, how does he get it to be big to get in it? Because he doesn't shrink himself.
He uses pimp particles.
Why not? We're taking everything else.
Exactly.
I think you're right though. There was nothing about this story that really pushed us forward. I mean, at least, you know, with Arrow this week, they really gave us something that pushed the story forward towards Crisis. This just really wasn't.
I feel like we should already be in Crisis. Like, we should have started in Crisis.
They should have done what they started, like what the plan was.
Right.
Was Crisis supposed to start? Yeah. As soon as the season started.
I don't know what happened or why they shifted gears, but the crisis is not the storyline. The crisis is the writing.
Jesus Christ. Are you writing for We Got You Covered?
The fact that that's pretty accurate.
The pun storylines. Yes.
I think the thing is that really bugs me, guys, is that last season wasn't really horrible, but the first two episodes of this season have just really dragged. There hasn't been anything of value. Besides maybe the new suit looking cool and I the monitor showing up. I mean, I am so to the point with this show that I just want them to get to Crisis so I can see other characters that I like on Flash. Is that bad? I don't know. I hate to be negative because it's
not being negative when it's real. It's not like we're just hating to hate. We're giving a critical evaluation of what's going on. Nothing happened this week.
Nothing. Value.
I mean, so we can't apologize for being real.
Yeah.
Because nothing happened. Like, there was no progression in any characters. There's no reason Killer Frost and Caitlin Snow need to somehow coexist in separate fucking beings in separate spaces.
For no reason.
There's nothing going on there. There was nothing going on with the character of the week. The yin yang thing and like, I control radio waves and I control fucking sunbeams. And, you know, it's like, cool. I control farts. Way better fucking villain.
Sometimes I don't, and it turns out bad.
He's the spleen from Mystery Men.
but you know what I mean? Like, I feel, again, we're right in our criticisms of the show. Barry is running. Barry is lying. Season one, Barry is running, Barry is lying. Season two, Barry is running, Barry is lying. Season three, Barry is running, Barry is lying. Season four, Barry is running, Barry is lying. Season five, Barry is running, Barry is lying. Season six, Barry is running, Barry's lying, Barry is on a couch. Oh, something's different.
Yeah.
I mean,
the only thing that happened.
Damn, I didn't think you could go through a synopsis of the entire show that fast.
I just did a fucking whole season. Bam.
Six of them. I think the only thing that we saw at all in terms of progression was Killer Frost become an artiste. That's it.
Do you think actually
she could win a free quesadilla at a Mexican restaurant with that drawn?
Do you think that Daniel Panabaker actually drew that? I feel like that's probably.
It sure looks like it.
It sure looks like it, right? Anyways,
I mean,
I don't know, man. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about our final thoughts and our scores. And yeah, with that, we'll take.
Hey, DC comic fans, want to learn more about Batwoman? Check out Batwoman Volume 1, The Many Arms of Death. Fresh from her adventures in Detective Comics, Catherine Kane returns with her own DC Rebirth title and an intriguing new mystery to solve in Batwoman Volume 1, The Many Arms of Death. Check out the podcast description of this episode for details.
Hey, DC on RMD listeners, if you love our shows, please share with your friends and review. With every share and review, you help our show climb those charts. Wherever you listen, whether it be Spotify, Stitcher, or Google Play, remember to share those links each and every episode.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
You're not embarrassed because you don't remember if you didn't. Okay.
I didn't pull my dick out.
Are you sure? If you only remember 30%, how do you know that?
The 30% I remember is not whipping my dick out.
How do you know that during that 70%?
That's the 30 I remember. I didn't whip my dick out.
I remember 30% of the night, and that was the entire time she claims we did something.
Yeah.
Open and shut case.
Okay, so it doesn't.
Ryan, there's 70% that you don't remember.
That doesn't. But I remember not whipping my dick out. That's 100%.
There's 70% you don't know.
30% of what I remember.
The other part in this show might have whipped it out.
30% of what I remember is 100% I didn't pull my dick out.
That is the worst. To Mike's point, though, in 9 months, you get a text message saying it's yours. You change that phone number.
Well, obviously, dude, I'm getting a brand new phone number.
He's like, it's your baby.
I'm going to be like, no, it's not.
It's your baby, Ryan. I know you.
I don't come.
I know you ain't no mama.
I don't come.
If she could pick your dick out of a lineup, though, then you would know that you pulled it.
I swear to God, I'm naming him after his great-great-grandfather, Tyrone. I think it'd be Tyrone Denton. He told me everything the night we talked.
Is my dick black? Have I not seen my dick in a while? My dick got black somehow. I don't.
Don't you deny me!
Oh my God, the baby looks.
You're my boo.
Oh my God!
I was sending you messages, and they said delivered. I know you have an iOS device. I have an iOS device. You're in love with me.
You'd be fucked.
This is fucked up, dude.
But I followed you on Facebook.
For more Rain Man, visit RainManShow.com.
All right, guys, we're going to get into our final thoughts. Steve, I'm going to let you lead off, bat lead off, and we will follow up. So have at it, dude.
Hated it.
Oh, my God, what the fuck?
Yeah, I struggled hard on this one to pay attention. I was not paying attention more than I was, and I would turn to Nicole and be like, what the hell just happened? Thank God she was at least paying attention, but she was rolling her eyes a lot. It was rough. It was really rough. And I like we said earlier, I just want to get on with the crisis. I want to see all the people come together and have to band together to fight something. You know, is it the monitor? Is it the anti-monitor? Is it both of them? It still remains to be seen. But I feel like you know, we're only a few weeks out. You better start laying those building blocks of that foundation or it's going to come up on us fast. And will you have the viewership to
sustain.
Get through? Yeah, to get through it. That might be the
I think Arrow will carry it.
Think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Well, I'll give it like a 42.
I agree, man. I think it's shit or get off the pot time. I think, you know, with Flash ending or not Flash, Arrow ending in 9 more episodes and Flash completely floundering the last 2 episodes of your season premiere. It's shit or get off the pot time. I am excited for Crisis. Everything that keeps getting mentioned and dropped and what's going to happen. They're really pulling out all the stops. But this, you have two episodes in a flash and really nothing gets established. The monitor shows up one time and is ominous. And that's about the only thing that has going forward. The villain this week was completely forgettable. And even though there looks like they're bringing her and keeping her around.
So you're going to be part of the Catco.
Yeah. Dibny was a shining light in this episode. I think we all can agree that Ralph is still one of the better characters. The Caitlin stuff, I am about over. Just make her Killer Frost. Just full bore Killer Frost her and get rid of Caitlin Snow. I just don't really care anymore about her parallels with each other. Other than that, man, they nerfed Barry and threw him on the couch and nobody gave a shit. And personally, for someone who is about to die, air quotes, getting nerfed on the couch doesn't make any sense for your character. But, you know, Jay Garrick, again, like I mentioned earlier, Jay Garrick, I do enjoy him being around. So I'm going to be right along with Steve. I'm going to give this about a 43. It's thumb sideways for me. We need to get going or I am going to lose complete interest in this show. And that's 100% rating for that. Bob, what about you?
Well, Chancellor Agard from EW gave it a B+.
Oh, well, Chancellor sounds like an idiot.
Yes. They've done nothing to this show to make me care. These first two episodes, it just seems so selfish that Barry Allen is supposed to be this wholesome hero that's out there to save the fucking world. And yet when somebody tells him that he's going to die to save the world, he's more concerned about himself.
That just doesn't make any sense. It's not a hero thing.
It's not a hero thing. We bring up the discussion between a hero and a vigilante. And right now, Oliver Queen's the hero and Flash is the vigilante. Not because of, you know, what he's doing per se, like to save the city or, you know, the villain of the week or whatever, because he's being selfish. And when you think of vigilantes, what do you think of? They're selfish individuals that are usually out for their own good. Yep. That just some happen to save the city. Batman doing it because of Batman reasons. Green Arrow does it because of Green Arrow reasons. Barry does it because he got fucking powers. Superman does it because he has powers. And it's to save the greater good. Barry's going to die to save the greater good, yet Barry only is concerned about him not dying.
It doesn't make any sense.
And they put jumper cables on Jay Garrick's fucking helmet this week. Weird. Like, as soon as they hooked it up, I was just like, this might be the moment when this shit jumps the shark for real. What's the moment that did it for you? When they put jumper cables on Jay Garrick's helmet. I'm going to give this a 30.
Wow.
Whoa.
It was that just not
good.
This show's gonna die.
it's just so hard because again, there was no point to the Killer Frost story. There was no point to the Yin Yang story. Yep. There was no point to Barry fucking running. And again, if you didn't hear it, I gave you a synopsis of six fucking seasons with the Flash. Barry runs. Barry lies. The end. And we're on that route again.
We're all on the same page that this show's gonna die if something doesn't happen, right?
Well, at this rate, we're going to be on a all-female superhero network. Because if they're really moving Stargirl over, Batwoman was actually pretty decent this week. Supergirl, I don't think, is going to go anywhere. You know, they're bringing over the Canaries. It's going to be all-female superheroes. Because they somehow don't know how to write males right now.
Well, it's 2019 if you're a male.
And I know we don't cover Black Lightning, but Black Lightning is focusing on the daughters because, you know, the lead character in Black Lightning is 50-something years old.
Is he really?
In real life, yeah. Black don't crack, bud.
Wow, he looks amazing.
Yeah.
Wish I looked like him. I hope I look like 57.
Wow.
I think, you know, Chris is like 50-something because, I mean, shit, he was on Grey's Anatomy 20 years ago. Mm. So, anyway.
I don't know, man. We'll see. Hopefully it gets better, but I'm not holding my breath, boys. With that, that is going to do it for today's DC on RMD Flash Edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on RMD episodes on RMD. Make sure you follow us on our social medias. And with that, guys, we will see you next week.
Mother of God! Would you look at the time? When you came here, you had an hour. Now it's less.